personal privilege.
Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Representative Deal, you and I and all our colleagues will have a chance to vote for at least one more unanimous bipartisan bill before the end of the session, or an amendment. And that bill or amendment will feed every hungry school kid in Iowa during the summertime. There was to be an amendment on a bill we did earlier. It was going to be withdrawn. But I want to make some comments now to prep you for that amendment when it shows up later on another bill. Currently, the Summer Food Service Program, which the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Education claim are sufficient to feed hungry school kids in summer, serve only 1.6 million meals during the summertime. We talked a little bit about that earlier. This is my third time rising on this topic. The department has told me that they do not collect information about individual participants served, and they do not have a participation rate for the summer meals program. So we don't know whether or not kids are actually being served by the programs. But we can make some judgments based on where some of these food sites are. And I just wanted to bring to the attention of some of the representatives here where some of them are not. Mr. Speaker, I am wondering if Representative Wood knows that there are no school summer food service sites in Adams County. Representative Johnson and Ingalls, do you know there are no summer food service sites in Buchanan County? Representative Kaufman, you know there are no summer food service sites in Cedar County. Representative Osmundson, no sites in Clayton County. Representative Wills, no sites in Dickinson County. Representative Blatham, there are no summer food service sites in Hamilton County. Representative Mark Thompson, I regret that there are no sites in Hancock County. Representative Hayes, no sites in Keokuk County. Representative Wheeler, no sites in Lyon County. Representative Sorensen, unfortunately, no sites in Madison County. Representative Carlson and Jennery, no sites in Plymouth County. Representative Best, Representative Holt, no sites in Shelby County. There are also 21 counties that have only one site, meaning wherever you go to school, you have to travel once or twice a day to these sites to get a lunch or breakfast. I won't mention the counties, but I'll tell you, Representative Best, Representative Thompson, Representative Grassley, Representative Deacon, Representative Charlie Thompson, Representative Sorensen, Representative Johnson, Representative Latham, Representative Seek, Representative Meggers, Representative Nordman, Representative Winschittle, Representative Collins, Representative Fry, Representative Bloomingdale, Representative Harris, Representative Wood, and Representative Bergen. There's only one place that currently serves school kids in the summertime if they qualify for the school lunch or breakfast program. But I don't mean to be all doom and gloom. I'm here to say there's hope. Even with the current programming, I'm suggesting that you sharpen your pencils, sit down with your school folks, maybe over the weekend, because the governor just announced that she's going to put $900,000 more dollars into the summer food service program, and that will be distributed in small amounts on a competitive basis, not a right for any student or school to access this money. Unfortunately, that $900,000 only represents 15% of what we spend now, which is about $5.8 million. So we're only increasing it by about 3%. That will provide only perhaps 11.4% more meals. And if those meals served a student 10 weeks, two meals a day, 5 days a week, there will be only 1,800 more students served with that amount. Meanwhile, there are over 230,000 eligible students if we were to feed them using the summer EBT program. We are only spending, as I said, 3% of the amount that we are not accessing as a result of the governor's decision not to participate in the summer EBT program. So I encourage folks, if you're one of those counties that isn't served, to think about how the improvement that the governor announced as the one and only and best way to feed hungry people in the summertime is going to be good enough for your county and your school districts. And if not, be prepared later in the session to discuss and vote on an amendment that would give the Department of Education, Department of Health and Human Services, the standing appropriation they will need to serve hungry school kids in this state every year through the summer EBT program. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.